Vocabulary with Comments, Lesson 19, Interrogative and Indefinite Pronouns, plus a few first declension nouns. Now, please notice that the interrogative pronoun always has the accent on the first syllable. So it will sound like tis, tinas, tinny, tinna. The indefinite has the accent on the second syllable or no accent at all. It will sound like this. Tis, tinas, tinny, tinna. Let me say them together again so you can hear it. Interrogative, tis, tinas, tinny, tinna. Indefinite, tis, tinas, tinny, tinna. Now, the interrogative pronoun can be a little confusing to translate because it could be who or it could be what. and also it's confusing because who in English is the relative pronoun, which just complicates it more. But just remember, interrogative, we're asking a question. Who or what? And that is the translation, as you can see, in everyone. Which, when we get to the neuter. Which of these makes sense? Who understands this? What is going on here? Okay, so these are all interrogative pronouns. All right, so tis, tinos, tinny, tinna. Tis is who? Tinos is genitive, of whom? Tinny, to whom? Dative. Tinna, whom? Accusative. Tinnes, that's the nominative plural. Who? With a plural subject in mind. Tinon, of whom? Genitive plural. Tissi, to whom? And tinos, whom? So take a look at that. Look at what the English is doing as well as what the Greek is doing in that. And then the neuter is te, tinos, tinny, te. And that's the singular forms, and it's similar, you can see, but it would be te is which, tinos, of which, the genitive singular. Tinny, notice that iota on the end, tinny, to which, and te would just be which again. And then the plural forms, tinna, tinon, tissi, tinna would mean, well, tinna with an alpha on the end there means which with a plural subject in mind, tinon, of which, that's the genitive plural, that own ending, right? That's genitive plural, tinon. Of which, tissi, to which. Notice the sigma, iota, and movable nu there, so it could be tissin. It means to which. And then tinna means which. Again, asking a question. Which? Okay. Now, the indefinite, the form is exactly the same. It's just that the accent will fall on the second syllable, or it won't have one at all. And the translation is always someone or something. Okay, so here it is. The masculine and feminine look like this. Tis, tinos, tinny, tinna. Tines, tinon, tissi, tinos. Tis means someone. Tinos, of someone. Tinny, to someone. Tinna, someone. Those are all singular. Now here's the plural. The masculine and feminine, it would be tines, tinon, tissi, tinas. Okay, tines, someone, plural. Tinon, of someone. Tissi, to someone. Tinas, someone. And then the neuter, te, tinas, tini, te. Again, exactly the same forms as the interrogative. It's just that the accent falls on the second syllable. So, te, tinas, tini, te. And the plural form, tinna, tinon, tissi, tinna. And in every case, it means something. And then, of course, you apply the keyword. So, tinnas, of something. Tinni, to something. Tinon, genitive plural, of something. Tissi, to something. Plural subject. All right. And then the first declension nouns, thankfully, are, you know, a little easier here. Epangalia, os, hey, means promise. Thalassa, ace, hey, means sea. Kephale, ace, hey, means head. Mathetes, u, ha, means disciple. Now, this one's a little weird because in the nominative singular form, it looks like a genitive first declension, mathetes. It should be mathetas, right? Ooh-ha. But it's mathetes. Okay, it's an oddball. And it just is one of those that has an odd nominative form. Mathetes, ooh-ha. And you can see that in the singular forms there, actually all the way through, it follows a first declension pattern. Here it is, mathetes, mathetu, mathete, mathetain, mathetai, matheton, mathetais, mathetas. Well, those are first declension endings, but it is a masculine noun. So we're looking here at a first declension masculine noun. That's odd, right? We're used to first declension being feminine. But we'll just let mathetes be odd. Okay, so take a look at that one. And then oikia, os, hey, means house. Nice and straightforward.